had a little pause.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Happy 2006. Today is New Year's Day, January 1st of the new year. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm Zach Sweet.
And I'm Ariah Fine.
Today we want to talk about the coming new year and New Year's resolutions. Now, we have a whole fresh year ahead of us, and we're not exactly sure what's going to happen. But I think both of us have kind of picked things that we want to focus on this year. And I'm sure millions of other Americans are doing the same thing. That's what they call the New Year's resolution. Do you have any New Year's resolutions this year, Ryan?
Sort of, kind of. I'm not a huge fan of the New Year's resolution craze, because they don't often end up getting carried out. But since I've been home by my lonesome this past week, I've been thinking about stuff anyways. And I've had a little few things on my list.
Just a couple of goodies you're going to start implementing into your life?
Yeah, here and there. Things I've been trying to do before also, but, you know.
Now, when you say you don't like New Year's resolutions because they don't tend to pan out, isn't that true with most of resolutions, like, you know, our, you know, February 16th resolutions?
Yeah, it just seems like I don't know. I find that usually New Year's resolutions end up going pretty well for me. Not New Year's, but resolutions in general. But it's, yeah, I just think the group mentality is like, you know, it makes it okay to give up on them, because that's the whole, like, running joke, almost, is that, like, you know, we're all going to start these. There's, like, probably three times as many people at the gym right now as there are normally during the year, you know?
Totally. I was talking to my friend Robin yesterday about what her New Year's resolution for the year is, and she said she's not going to make any because she can't remember any of hers from last year.
Nice.
And if that's the way it happens, then it's no point in making them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did actually have, there should be an article on Relevant Magazine. It ended up going in the 850 words of Relevant about New Year's resolutions, and I sort of started the
by Ariah Fine.
Yeah, oh, and also by this other guy who helped edit it. Basically, it started by kind of ripping on New Year's resolutions and then talking about making them. So, I don't know. I guess it proves to be effective journalism or something.
It's going to be a complex year.
Yeah, I guess. A very tense year. Tension on both ends. Yeah. So.
Well, let's go. I do have a couple New Year's resolutions also, and I'm not afraid to use the term. That you are. But I like thinking of, you know, we have a year ahead of us, and this is the beginning, and there will be an end, and it's kind of like a natural deadline kind of thing to see if you can incorporate that into your life. And
yep.
Let's start talking about it. What's something that you have kind of resolved to do in the next few months?
All right. Goal number one, and this has been on my things to do list since moving down to Nashville, actually before Nashville, is to try to make one new recipe a week, or at least, I guess I'm going to shoot for one a month. My ambitious goal last in the fall was to go through an entire cookbook, just doing each recipe in the cookbook. And I have another opportunity too. My grandma got me me and Mindy two cookbooks, the title being Six Ingredients or Less, which seems a little less complicated for me. And yeah, I hope to do some cooking. Okay. I'm trying to branch out of the sort of gender role of guys not being able to cook. So it's going to take a little work, but I think I can do it.
Are you also going to try to break out of the guys don't wear dresses gender role?
It's down the list, but yeah.
Maybe we'll get to that in 2007.
Or 2039.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Which I'll still be alive, man, so who knows?
Yeah. Okay, so a new recipe maybe once a month. Are you going to just go for ones that look good, or are you going to try things that maybe you normally wouldn't think of making?
I think I'm going to try a little bit of everything. I've been branching out a little bit. I might go into it this week with just trying to eat everything that's in our house. I was trying to clean out all the fridge and the cupboards and stuff by eating everything. So a little later, maybe I'll mention what those are. But all right, your turn. What's a New Year's resolution?
Hold on. I just want to, you know, say that if you live in Nashville and you're hungry, just kind of wander around, sipping, and you smell anything good, go up and maybe you can share one of Araya's delicious recipes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, one of my New Year's resolutions is to try to memorize some things in the new year. I want to memorize some of more of the Bible.
Okay.
And I also was thinking about memorizing some poetry this year.
Ooh.
Yeah. People have asked me, so poetry, huh? I didn't peg you as a poetry type. And the reason I usually give them is my dad was a stage actor for 13 years, and he could say probably about 10 really long memorized poems or, you know, monologues or that kind of thing. And I always thought that was real cool. And I think he'd be real proud of me if I could do that too. And so I was kind of looking on the internet and trying to find different poems that other people thought were good ones to memorize. Because, you know, it's hard for me to tell what's good poetry and bad poetry sometimes. And I don't know what's worth spending the time and not and that kind of thing. So I kind of searched for, like, good poems to memorize in Google.
Mm-hmm.
And I found some ones that look pretty interesting. And so I'm thinking about trying to memorize some of those. I don't know how hard it'll be.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Would you be willing to do a short reading for us?
A short poem reading?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Let me look over the list and let's see if there's any that strike my eye real quick. Do you want a sad one or a happy one?
Probably a happy one.
Okay.
Something maybe involving bananas, if possible. But
no, I don't see a banana.
Okay. One. Okay. That's all right.
But I'll look for a happier one. I found a lot of sad ones.
Yeah, it seems like poetry is conducive to sad poems.
Okay. This will be my first poem recital, I think, ever.
Yeah. I hope this isn't copyright infringement.
Yeah, might be old enough that it is not copyrighted.
Okay.
It's by Dylan Thomas. It's called Not So Gentle Into This Good Night. Have you heard of that one?
I believe so.
Okay. Well, let's see how we do it. This is not memorized. I'm reading this off of my computer, okay?
Okay.
Maybe at some point this will be memorized. Okay. Do not go gentle into that good night by Dylan Thomas. Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words are forked, no lightning they, do not go gentle into that good night. Good men, the last wave by, crying how bright, their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death who see with blinding sight, blind eyes to blaze like meteors and be gay, rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sand height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray, do not go gentle into that good night, rage, rage against the dying of the light. And that is it.
Very nice.
Now, if you want to talk about what it means, that's you know, something for another show, because okay. I don't know yet.
Okay. Well, once you figure that out, you can let us know. I actually had just heard some Dylan Thomas stuff because I watched the movie Dangerous Minds.
Okay.
And she uses Dylan Thomas and Bob Dylan, the Dylans, to try to teach English stuff to the students she works with.
Gotcha. I haven't seen that movie, but I always meant to.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's inspirational to a degree for somebody like myself.
Oh, I'm sure, because you're kind of in that situation.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, you know Michelle Pfeiffer, but...
Yeah, that's true, too. So, cool. Well, I think you should, keep memorizing, or do memorize that and some others. And I definitely also have on my list of things is to memorize some Bible passages and stuff. Okay. My goal is to memorize either a verse or a passage each week. A little ambitious, but I figure at least a verse. That seems doable.
Okay.
So.
Any big chunks that you're looking at?
I'm looking at Jesus Wept.
Good luck with that.
So, thought we'd start in easy and work our way up.
Okay. Add a word every day.
Yeah. I don't know about big chunks. Probably I'll just refresh my memory on some big chunks that I've known in the past. And kind of get up to date, but Yeah, I'll let you know if I find anything coming. Definitely probably a Sermon on the Mount, like just having it all, knowing it all. That'd be cool.
Are you going to do that for Matthew or like which gospel?
Probably Luke.
Okay.
I'm considering, I don't know about the Message just yet, but probably a different translation than NIV.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But.
Now, what's another one you got? What's another revolution you have?
I need to start reading more. So I've put in the 15 minutes a day reading goal of a book. In other words, I do a lot of reading. Like, I'll read lots of blogs and emails and from friends and stuff. But, like, sitting and reading, like, a book and working away at, like, one book, you know, at a time is a goal of mine. And so the goal is to do 15 minutes a day, which I've done pretty well in the past of doing that kind of thing. You know, like, if you can just maintain, 15 minutes isn't long, you know, if you can just maintain that, you can read a lot.
Totally. So
that is sort of the small goal of, you know, trying to read at least a book a month, maybe a book a week eventually, so.
Okay, that's great.
And then I have also to podcast with you once a week.
Oh, really?
So we'll see if that happens, but it's a little ambitious, but that'd be a goal.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. If we could encourage some listeners to give us some feedback and stuff, maybe this would get better.
Yeah.
It wouldn't sound so dry. Like.
And, you know, and you can leave a listener voicemail. Maybe we'll air it on the show.
Yes, you can. You can. You can call 615-349-1210.
What's that phone number again?
615-349-1210.
Just, you know, leave a message, leave your name, and yeah, and we can play it on the show. So, yeah. And then you can always email us at arrivefine@gmail.com.
Yep. Is it unprofessional to have a gmail.com account?
Oh, no. Not at all.
You don't think so?
No, you're fine.
Well, because I was thinking about this. The other day I saw a billboard at a bus stop, and it was for, like, some real estate guy, and his email was, like, you know, rsmith@aol.com. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that just seems so unprofessional.
Yeah, that does actually kind of seem a little unprofessional to me. I think for podcasts it's fine. If you run, like, a real estate business,
yeah,
maybe you should have your own domain.
That's what I was thinking, too. But the thing is, I mean, it was more or less like I've just changed everything to start using ArayaFine at Gmail, but, like, I still have araya@imnotashamed.net, which,
yeah.
I mean, anybody can still reach me at. So, I don't know, I was considering that. So, you can send me an email at anything you want to write at imnotashamed.net.
Really?
And I'll get it, yeah. Try it out.
Really?
All our listeners, you can try it. Write whatever you want.
Well, that'll be fun. I'm gonna definitely have to get on and try that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few other domains you can write it to, but I won't tell you what those are yet. So.
Okay. Anyways.
Any other New Year's resolutions?
Well, I do have a New Year's resolution, and I think I'm probably the only one in America to have this resolution.
Okay.
But I want to exercise more in 2006.
Wow, okay. That's unique.
I kind of stopped exercising once I came to Florida, and I think I should start again. So today I went for, you know, a good run, listening to my iPod, and it was good. I'm glad I did it, and then hopefully I can keep it up. And because, you know, I don't eat the best. I'm, you know, I work long hours, and I'm not always have time to cook and that kind of thing. And, you know, I basically just eat junk.
Yeah.
If I can just be exercising, that'll kind of mitigate the danger of that.
Yeah.
So.
At the same time, you could, you know, just eat less calories.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just eat junk, so if I ate less calories, I'd barely be eating anything, and I'll be, like, real bad stuff. But I think, this isn't just so I don't, like, gain weight. Like,
yeah.
In order to be healthy, you need to exercise.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it's not all about calories.
Yeah. I'm still on. Well, I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of exercise. I mean, I think you should have, you know, be I don't. Here's what I think. Just going to the gym and stuff. I just always thought it was goofy. You know, like people drive to the gym and do something there, and then drive home and drive to work and everything. Like, And this isn't feasible for everybody. Like, I'm really excited that I can bike to work, because then I am doing the exercise thing, you know. But, like, it's also just part of my daily, you know, life, you know.
Uh-huh.
Same way lots of people, like, in other places and stuff, walk, you know. They live in a place that they can walk to and from work or whatever, you know. Like, that's why New Yorkers are so healthy, right? Because they all walk everywhere.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I don't know. I'm not going to go and critique it too much, but I just find it interesting.
Cool. All right, I've got another poem to read.
Okay.
This one is called Afternoon on a Hill. I will be the gladdest thing under the sun. I will touch 100 flowers and not pick one. I will look on cliffs and clouds with quiet eyes, watch the wind bow down the grass and the grass rise. And when lights begin to shine up from the town, I will mark which must be mine and then start down. Yeah? Isn't that pretty?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. I, speaking of poems, or not poems, well, yeah, poetry and stuff and those kind of artistic, make you think kind of art forms. Have I told you about G's Magazine yet?
Yeah.
Okay. It's great. It's a, I'm really a big fan. G's Magazine, was put out by those guys that run, well, not the guys that run Adbusters, but one of the guys that was, you know, co-founder for Adbusters, I guess. And it's real, I mean, it's real kind of that thought-provoking, sort of philosophical, sort of kind of abstract out there type, you know, articles and visual image display type things and stuff. I really like it, though. I've been a fan so far. And I would encourage other people to go check out gsmagazine.com, I think is what the domain name is, if you want to look at it online. The price of the magazine is a little bit steep, but it's because they're trying to not have any advertisements.
Yeah, that's cool.
Which I think is a very noble thing. They actually got, gsmagazine.org, .org. So, yeah, you should check it out, though. And if, you know, if I'm good enough, but, you know, what's the chance of that? I'd like to write for them a little bit, so.
Awesome.
We'll see.
Awesome. I think you are good enough.
Yeah. Someday. Hey, so my mom was telling me, she emailed me and mentioned that, like, my grandma, her mom, was a big writer. She wrote a lot for, like.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I had no idea, really. I mean, it didn't strike. I knew she had written stuff before, and it just struck me recently, or because she emailed me about it, that, like, she really was a pretty big writer, so that she would be proud of me, which was
neat. Find something she's written.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah, I will. Actually, my mom mentioned a children's book that she had always wanted to get published, and so I think maybe one of my projects for the new year would be to maybe see if we could, you know, get somebody to draw pictures into it, maybe. I don't even know anything about the storyline, but, and get it, you know, do a self-published, publish it kind of thing.
Well, that's fun.
So. Yeah, it could be in the works. We'll see.
Okay, great. Well, you have to keep us updated.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any more New Year's resolutions?
Not really. No, not. That's about it. I'm sure I'll have more later. Oh, I'm definitely trying to increase my blog traffic and writing for the Trying to Follow website.
Okay.
I was looking at kind of the statistics. Right now I only have 17 people subscribed to it through email and RSS and stuff, and I'd like to have more. I'd also like to write more and, you know, do more entertaining stuff. I find that, like, the majority of my posts are talking about what I'm doing on the blog, you know?
Yeah.
And not so much about other things. And I was looking through my old posts, and it looks like the majority of things people are interested in are actually when I actually write my own thoughts rather than, like, referencing some other website or something. So I'm definitely going to try to do more of that.
Great. Do we want to set a goal for number of subscribers?
I would like to see... I'm going to be ambitious and say 50 subscribers by the new year.
Okay, but, so 1 year from now, 50 subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to say 100, but that's a little too much. 50 definitely seems feasible because I know there's... I got 100-plus people that read my Zanga, and I feel like I could draw at least a handful of them over, you know?
Yeah.
But just anything much more than that would be kind of new people from elsewhere, and I don't know how those people would... find me.
Alright, well, 50 by the new year.
Yeah.
That's a good goal. I think you could probably go more ambitious than that, but, I mean, it's your goal, so I think you need to...
Well, thank you for the encouragement, though.
I mean, I was thinking like 50 by the end of February.
Wow. If that happens, I'll be a happy man. I'm hoping to try to do at least 10 posts a week to try and follow. Added some cool features like post each day that'll automatically post things that I've bookmarked and delicious, which it should be entertaining for some. And we'll see.
Did you want to tell everyone about your challenge, about the deal you made with me a little bit earlier?
Yeah, if I could think of it.
Yeah, well, Araya, actually, we were talking about the subscribers, and he said that if he could get 50 subscribers by this Thursday, he would shave his head. Is that right, Araya? So, you know, we don't know if it's possible. We don't know if that's maybe stepping a little too far, but by this Thursday, if we can get 50 subscribers trying to follow, Araya will shave his head.
To bald?
Bald, yeah. So we're excited. We're excited. The potential for this.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to make that announcement. So.
Yeah, I did. Thanks, Zach.
Okay, well, that about wraps it up for New Year's resolution.
Well, I had one more resolution: is to encourage my friends to stop lying. but we'll see how that goes.
I don't know if that'll happen.
So far, it's been kind of hard. So. Yeah, that's about it.
that's what our resolutions are, but we'd love to hear what yours are. So why don't you get an email us what your new year's resolutions are. We'd love to hear them. And so anything more you want to say, Rhett?
No, that's about it. Hopefully we'll be doing this weekly. We might do another one real soon and try to get it on a regular weekly schedule. So stay tuned.
Okay, great. Happy New Year.
Peace.